Assad's departure does not have to be a precondition, but it should be an outcome, so that the people of Syria have a chance to express themselves.
At a press conference in the Swedish capital, Stockholm, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also urged Russia to join efforts to increase pressure on Syria. She said she's talked to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about the situation.
My message to the foreign minister was very simple and straightforward. We all have to intensify our efforts to achieve a political transition, and Russia has to be at the table helping that to occur.
The U.S. and its allies have repeatedly criticized Moscow for vetoing two previous UN Security Council resolutions against the Syrian government. However, Russia opposes calls for military intervention and regime change in Syria, saying any foreign interference in the country would jeopardize regional stability. On Sunday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad addressed the parliament, saying Damascus would keep fighting armed gangs, but is still ready for dialogue with its opponents.
There is no excuse for terrorism under any title. Therefore, there will not be any truce with it or those who support it. There will be no forgiveness only if they leave it. We will continue to face it firmly, in balance with opening a door to all those who want to return from it on conditions that their hands have not been stained by blood.
Thousands of people have lost their lives during the past 15 months in the unrest in Syria. Damascus says over 2,500 members of its security personnel are among those killed, and blames the crisis on foreign-backed armed gangs. Yet opposition groups blame the Syrian government for the deadly violence. Syria has slammed foreign countries for plotting against the ceasefire brokered by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. It says armed gangs and military defectors are being backed by the West, as well as regional countries such as Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. Some analysts believe that Annan's plan cannot stop the unrest in Syria as long as it fails to address the violence caused by the foreign-backed armed groups. They believe the failure of the peace plan is just what the U.S. and its allies want to launch a military campaign against the Syrian government.